Hi. Yeah. We lived. It was a very good month for music. Like the quality. Yes, I know. Yeah, right? Same, 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 same. Let's go. Yeah. Wait, you is the title track? Then what was the Taranta? Ha, okay. Okay. Iconic. Nice. Ooh, Yeah. I liked spicy. Yeah, I get that. I can see that. Yeah. Ooh. Oh. Nice. Same. Same, same, same. True. It's so adorable. I mean, that's a double win. So adorable. Yeah, I can see how that would be a completely different shift. Yes. Perry. I haven't listened to it yet. I'm ashamed. The thumbnail for the music video, I do remember. It's the one dude floating with like the open back, very like SF9 style. Nice. Lovely. Oh, I have to listen to that now. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Sweet. I was gonna say. I mean, I'm kind of glad they went back to that. It suits them so well. I mean, it's like they're all Edwards, you know what I mean? I liked it. Yeah, budget, hello. Oh. Yeah. Excuse you, hello. Oh. Hilarious. I mean, even the title track just bite me. That's like, boy. Yeah. It feels more authentic to their original concepts. Yeah. Especially with the whole island thing. That was also pretty dark when you think about it. I know, right? Goodness. I'm sure we cried a couple of times. Yeah. Anyways. Nice. Bop. Bop. Okay, hear me out, hear me out. So when BM's rap verse begins, right, he's looking up at like this leaking hole. And I'm just like, is there some like symbolism in that? Oh my God, it's everything is so CGI, first of all. It's hilarious. 100%. The rat in the beginning. I was like, okay, Ratatouille. Power duo. Yes. Ooh, lovely. Da-da-da. Yeah, they're very consistent. Nice. Oh, I'm all for that. Ooh, smooth. I love a good saxophone. Woohoo. Who let this 20-year-old in here? No. Nice. Yeah. Just to get back on the rapping part, like it makes total sense that they're great rappers because Zico put them together, no? I mean, Understatement. Wow. Yeah. Well, do we know how long they've been rookies for? Yeah. Yeah. I think their group name is very smart because a whole part of the appeal of K-pop idols is that, you know, the whole romantic factor of wanting them to be your boyfriends. I don't think that applies for all the friends, but you know, it's this like parasocial romantic relationship. Yeah. Exactly. Like, remember that iconic music video with Taylor Swift and her neighbor, you know, where she's like holding the cards? It's like that. It's adorable. Yeah, but also, like, it won't get old because the fans are growing with them, you know? So even if they move on to a different phase, they can be like the cute boy in the apartment next door, you know? Oh my God, apartment crush, that's adorable. Anyways, that's great. Competition's tough this year, ma'am. Yeah. We're gonna suffer. Oh my God, not looking forward to that. All right, we'll start with a major, major throwback to first and second gen vibes with the girls from Triple S and their I think it was a single album or something, Crystal Eyes. It's so cute. I love it so much. It's so catchy. It's a retro bop. And it, oh my God, it reminds me so much of like SES and like Finkel. And it's just so cute. And I can't really say that I've missed it because I wasn't in K-pop during that period, but I missed it. You know what I mean? Anyways, it's great. Go give it a listen. Next up, I want to talk about my boys with of Wannas, who released a mini album. Their title track, Erase Me, is groovy, has a really cool chorus, and it has like an interesting play with rhythm and like the beats. I loved it. Next up, we have to talk about G Idol. It's so camp. I am obsessed. They're so good. They're so good. 100%. Y2K coming through, yeah. With the wings. The Barbie fairies. I love it, love it, love it so much. Yes, 100%. I also wanted to recommend All Night from that mini album because it's groovy as hell and it has like this great bass line. Top two. I also wanted to talk about Miju and her solo debut, Movie Star. It's such a great and fun pop track, and I'm very happy that it gets like the amount of streams that it has. Like, she's doing good for herself. I'm very proud. Yeah. It's very cute. You'll like, well, since you miss bubblegum, you might like it. Yeah. The movie video. The music video is stunning. Yeah, she's so pretty. Insane. I also wanted to talk about Kim Feel with his collab single Love You, featuring Tablo from Epic High. The amount of love that I have for this collab, the amount of times I've listened to it. I just saw that Kim Feel has tattoos as well, so now I'm like, oh my God, this man. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Anyways, definitely listen to it. It's very nice. The vocals are amazing. Tablo's rap verse is great. And they have like this section where they're like singing together. It's adorable. I love it. Yeah, it's so girl, it's so good. Listen to it, please, 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 please. Next up is my boy Juhani with his mini album Lights. I literally musical whiplash. Insane. But it's so good. The title track is Freedom. It's an absolute bop with really intense switch ups from like religious R&B, like you said, to hip hop, to a dance break, and then to like an electric guitar solo. It has everything. It's amazing. I know, but my favorite track of that album is his collab with G-Soul. It is jazzy and real. And like G-Soul does like this jazzy chorus. And then Juhani has like these really intense rap verses where it's like I can see him in like this jazz bar sitting on like this old ass chair and just like it's like doing a slam poetry session. It's awesome. Girl, please listen to it. It's so good. Yes. Including mine, so go read it on the kmule.com. The last release I wanted to talk about for the K-pop section is Dreamcatcher, obviously, with Apocalypse from Us. The title track, Bon Voyage, love. It's my girls did good. They did so good. I'm so proud. I also really want to recommend the track Demian. It's so groovy. So groovy. And it's like groovy meets rock. And then Dami's rap verse had me on my knees. And I'm like, this woman. Please go listen to Demian. Thank you. They're great. It's, you know what? was kind of like sad and happy at the same time. So Dreamcatcher and Card were doing like Music Bank together. And like Dreamcatcher won, and then like obviously I'm super stoked for Dreamcatcher, but I was also sad because Card hasn't had any wins ever in their career. And I was it's a mixed bag of emotions, you know? So being a multi-stan is hard, y'all. Yes. I I haven't listened to it. I'm ashamed. I did listen to that because, you know, I'm just human, you know. I love them together. That's Oh, lovely. Ooh. Yeah, the duo, yes. Do you think Love Part Two seems more layered and melancholic in like the right dosage because it's at a later stage in his life? Do you think it's because of he of him growing up a bit? Yeah. 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 Yeah, that makes sense. Smart. Oh. Fingers crossed for Saturn, you She's been busy. Of course. Mm-hmm. Nice. Nice. That's on brand, yeah. They don't. That's true. Guilty pleasure. Yeah. I tried. I'll race through them. So we're starting with jazz, with Im Hoyon, with his album Salvation. Super jazzy. I loved it. So the title track is called Expansion. This is like the kind of jazz that makes me nervous when I'm listening to it because it's like the layering gets like super insane. Like the more and more that you listen to it, it's like a beautiful buildup, but still, it gets like very intense. And it's like the kind of track that leaves you like, oh, like shaking a little bit. And so after that comes the song Vivid, which is like a beautiful, calm guitar. It's amazing. So I was like, okay, we're back. It's like this album is like a great up and down for like your anxiety. So it's an experience. Very. I also wanted to recommend the song Undefined because it's a beautiful soft piano moment. This is all instrumental, by the way, so if you're into that, please go listen to it because it's a vibe. Next up is my queen, my violin queen, Ece Kang. I love this woman. I have loved this woman for like years at this point. She released her new EP, The Granter. And it's honestly, this month was all like jazz and groovy shit. It was awesome. Everything about this mini album is a 10 out of 10. It's like the violin, the piano, the vocals, the cellos. It's like, ugh, obsessed. So the title track is called Within Today. I think it's like the second track of the album. But you have got to listen to Sandy for amazing violin action. The violin solo is just mwah, cherry on top. Next up, we have Dongyun with her single Draw a Circle. It's very like groovy, R&B-ish. The vocals are amazing. And I haven't really heard of her before, so I definitely need to do like a deep dive into her music. I just discovered it. I have no idea if she's new or if she's not. She's never really popped out as much as now. So I need to like do a bit of digging. I know. I also wanted to talk about Ari and her release of the single Building. This is like electronica, but with her vocals, it's awesome. The music video, absolutely stunning. I need to write an MV rec for this. It's such a cool ambience, and I think you'd also really enjoy this, by the way. The last one that I wanted to talk about is PPS or Print Print Shop. She released Daechon featuring Siwa. It's such a beautiful single. It's like doused in nostalgia. It's the vocal combo of PBS and Siwa is just beautiful. And the guitar is very like twangy, like southern. It's awesome. I liked it a lot. I'm very curious to like listen to more of her work. I know that she's released like one mini album before, so I need to do a bit of a listen of her discography. That's it for my side. Let's go, white filter. Bye.